this land, 3.5 acres, was given, if you like, to the Temple Hill Trust because it wasn't used anymore as a cemetery for the hospital. It was used, in fact, for the burial of infectious diseases, mainly smallpox, which, of course, has been eradicated now, and the land was no longer used.
And how many people came to be buried here?
There's 1,040 people buried in here. There are only 300 graves, so I don't know who's good at maths. They came because they were poor Londoners and they had an infectious disease. The authorities in London didn't want them in London anymore, so they shipped them out to Dartford, which was considered far enough away for the infection to be away from London. If they were lucky enough, they sailed home again, and if they weren't, they were buried here in a poor man's burial grave, really.
So what remains of that period? What remains of that history here today?
There's nothing much to look at in the way of graves. They were very poor people. They didn't have the same amount of money to buy a headstone and curbstones and etc. So what they actually used instead was a metal marker with a number on the top as a grave marker. And over time, they've fallen and been buried by leaf debris and such like. So what we're doing now is we've found some, but not all of them. So we've got a collection of about 20 or 30 of them, which are not necessarily in the same areas where the graves that they represented.
Is it safe? Is it still safe today?
Well, yes, that's a good question, and one that I asked myself when we first came here and looked at the project. So I investigated via the organisation that advises the government on health matters, and they assured me that burial after this length of time was assured that you could not catch anything anymore.
And you also need trustees?
I certainly do. We've got a lovely base of trustees at the moment, and there's 11 of us. 11 of them. They are all volunteers. Everybody in the organisation is a volunteer, bar myself. But what we have got is it's truly a community-based organisation, and the people on the trust are community-based. They have a community knowledge, which is fantastic, but what we haven't got really is business acumen, and we could really do with somebody that can take us forward with business knowledge. We're also looking for a secretary. We are looking for dedicated people that are happy to give their time for a project that is as beneficial as this one.